第十五天，流利美语脱口出。一，句子篇。
1. Mary never wakes up before her alarm goes off.
2. I'll pick you up tomorrow at 9, come what may.
3. The training program was difficult, but I really got a lot out of it.
4. You should be here in no time at all.
5. Only if she gets her scholarship can Kelly afford to go to college.
6. I think you should avoid taking that course this term.
7. There is a fine if the reserved library books are even half an hour overdue.
8. You've got to do what is best for you.
9. I want to graduate early, so this semester I'm taking as many credits as my department will allow me to.
10. Before long, you'd all gotten to know one another.
11. The professor's speech was thought-provoking, wasn't it?
12. Joey didn't want to undo the work he had started.
13. Because I was accepted by that university, my brother applied there too.
14. It's lucky Mike's ball didn't go through the window.
15. You want me to make just one copy of this, right?
16. How cheerful the room looks with so many flowers.
17. We haven't enough flour to make bread.
18. There is no one who doesn't have an opinion about something.
19. If I had the money to spare, I'd be happy to lend it to you.
20. Never before have I heard the professor give such an interesting lecture.
21. Susan read so much that she can talk intelligently about almost any topic.
22. How do you account for it?
23. Why don't we get together for dinner tonight?
24. Have you ever seen so many people at one of these lectures before?
25. I just arrived, but my suitcase was put on a later plane.
26. You said the dormitory wasn't full, and it wasn't.
27. I wish the semester were over, but we still get 2 months to go.
28. You mean you paid only $5 for that huge stack of books?
29. I don't expect you'll get the job.
30. This kind of problem isn't completely unknown.
31. I used to live in a dormitory, but now I have my own apartment.
32. We'll probably be late for the concert, won't we?
33. Just down the street is a nice little gift shop.
34. There is not a single cloud in the sky this afternoon.
35. Behind the lecture hall is a parking lot.
36. Sally discovered she was ineligible for the contest.
37. I've promised to take my sister some of this delicious coffee.
38. You should ask someone to replace the broken pane of glass.
39. Anne Smith, that's who makes the best soup.
40. The last person I want to see is Shelley.
R. 短对话篇.
1. I'm gonna put everything back.
Put it back exactly where you found it. 2. Look, if you want to know what the deal is, you're just gonna have to ask him.
You're right. You're right. 3. Hi, honey. I've got a cab waiting.
I'll be right down.
4. I'm going to the bank, then to the dentist's, and after that, I have to prepare a presentation for my history seminar.
I'd say you have a pretty busy day. 5. I don't know where to take Jane for dinner tonight.
Have you ever been to that little French restaurant at 9th on Broadway? 6. Your dormitory room isn't very large, is it?
I can hardly turn around in it. 7. So what do you got there, Monica?
Just some stuff for the party. 8. What are you guys doing here? Aren't you supposed to do Christmas shopping?
You guys haven't gotten your presents yet? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. What are you gonna do? 9. I can't find the kind of jogging shoes I want anywhere in town.
Why not order them from a catalog? It's easier than running around the town looking for them. 10. Where can I have copies made of my application?
Isn't there a photocopy machine in the post office? 11. Well, there's my favorite client. So tell me, darling, how was the audition?
Well, I think it went pretty well. 12. Let's drop by the post office again and see if there is any mail yet.
The post office again? It's only been an hour. 13. The doctor told me to quit drinking coffee.
Shouldn't you quit drinking tea, too? 14. During intermission, let's change our seats.
Hard to see from back here, isn't it? 15. There is a new chef at the restaurant in the shopping mall.
It remains to be seen whether the new one is any better than the old one.
16. I don't know what to do. What am I gonna do? I mean, this is like a complete nightmare.
Oh, I know. This must be so hard. Oh no, two women love me. They're both gorgeous and sexy.
17. Oh my God.
Oh my God, good?
Oh my God, I can't believe you let me put this in my mouth. 18. Rach, does this have non-fat milk?
I don't know. Why don't you taste it?
No.
Oh well, too late. Sorry, you already had some. 19. Can I get you something from the bar?
Yes, I would like something. No, no, thank you.
If you want to drink, it's okay with me. I've got to get used to it.
No, not really. I wouldn't feel right about it. Just some water. 20. I didn't get a cat.
Oh, that's, interesting.
No, it's not interesting. Okay, it's very, very not interesting. In fact, it's actually 100% completely opposite of interesting.
All right, I got it.
三，长对话篇。
One. Hello, excuse me.
What?
Hi, I'm sorry. I need to borrow your phone for just 1 minute.
I'm talking.
I can see that. Just one phone call. I'll be very quick. I'll even pay for it myself.
All right, fine.
Thank you so much.
Two. You had no right to tell me you ever had feelings for me.
What?
I was doing great with Julie before I found out about you.
Hey, you think it's easy for me to see you with Julie?
Then you should have said something before I met her.
I didn't know then. And how come you never said anything to me?
There was never a good time. 3. No, no, no. Monica, it's Sunday morning. I'm not running on a Sunday.
Why not?
Because it's Sunday.
Okay, if you say stop, then we stop.
Okay, stop.
No, come on, we can't stop. Come on, we've got 3 pounds more to go. I am the energy train and you are on board.
4. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Graham. What you doing?
Oh, just updating the phone book.
Graham, can I see the pictures of my dad again?
Oh, sure. How come?
Just, you know, to see,
Oh, sure, yeah. This is the one of your father in a meadow. And here he is at graduation.
Okay, is this really my father?
Is it really your father? Well, of course it is.
5. What's in the bag?
Just some presents.
Come on, show us what you bought. You know you want to.
Okay. This is a picture frame from Ben to my parents. Huh?
Cute.
And I got this blouse for Mom.
Ross, that is gorgeous.
Yeah?
Look at these authentic fake medals. I tell ya, Mom's gonna be voted best dressed at the party.
6. Hi, I'll be ready in just a second.
Can I talk to you a minute?
Sure.
This is really hard for me to say.
Oh God, you fell off the wagon.
Oh, no. No, it's about you.
What about me?
I think you may have a drinking problem.
What?
Look, I am just not strong enough to be in a codependent relationship right now, okay?
Oh.
Well, anyway, I hope we can be friends.
Okay, take care.
You too.
7. Hey, Rachel, what time do you get off? We're all going to do something tonight.
Well, actually I'm already done, but I kind of got plans.
You have other friends?
Yeah, I have a date.
What? With a man?
What? What is so strange about me having a date?
What about Ross? I mean, Are you still mad at him because he made that list about you?
No, I'm not mad at him. I'm not really anything at him anymore.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Whatever I was feeling, I'm not.
But you guys came so close.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to get used to the fact that I will not be dating Ross.
8. What is the matter with you? Why aren't you more upset? Aren't you gonna be sad that we're not gonna be living together anymore? I mean, aren't you gonna miss me at all?
All right, fine. But don't get mad at me. It's just a little hard to believe.
What's hard to believe?
Well, you know, it's you guys. I mean, you were gonna get married in Vegas, and then you backed out. I guess I'm not upset because I don't see you guys going through with it. I'm sorry.
Rachel, it's going to happen. Chandler is gonna move in here.
But I...
No, wait. Just let me finish, okay? This isn't something that we just impulsively decided in Vegas. This is something we both really want, and it is going to happen.
It is? Really?
Yeah, sweetie.
I mean, we're not gonna live together anymore?
No.
What? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna miss you so much.
I'm gonna miss you.
9. What's in this pie?
I don't know. Butter, eggs, flour, lime, kiwi.
Kiwi? Kiwi? I thought it was a key lime pie.
No, I didn't. I said kiwi lime. That's what makes it so special.
And that's what's gonna kill me. I'm allergic to kiwi.
No, you're not. You're allergic to lobster and peanuts and... Oh my god.
Ugh.
Oh my god.
Ugh. It's definitely getting worse.
Is your tongue swelling up?
Either that or my mouth is getting smaller.
All right, get your coat. We're going to the hospital.
Am I gonna be okay?
Yeah, you just gotta get a shot.
You know, actually it's getting better. It is. Let's not go.
10. I think it's wonderful how much energy you have.
Well, thanks.
I mean, especially considering how tough it's been for you to find work.
Well, you know.
You know, I mean, you can't tell your parents you were fired because they'd be disappointed.
Uh-huh.
And it's not as if you have a boyfriend's shoulder to cry on.
Well, no, but,
I mean, if it were me, I think I'd have difficulty just getting out of bed at all.
You know, I try to stay positive.
So, you feel like going for a run?
All right.
Because, you know, you don't have to. If you want, you could just take a nap right here.
Okay, just for a little while.
Okay.
4. 段落篇
1. Okay, everybody. Can we start the meeting now? I'm the chairperson of the graduation committee for this year. You've all been selected as representatives to plan the graduation ceremonies. I am sending around a sheet of paper for you to fill your name and telephone number. Also, please write down what part of the ceremonies you'd like to work on. Remember, as a representative, you'll have a lot of responsibilities, so only sign up if you feel you have the time to participate. When everyone has finished writing down the information, please return the paper to me. At our next meeting, 1 week from today, we will start to discuss the details of the ceremonies.
2. Attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, our bus is approaching Cambridge, Massachusetts, where we'll be stopping to eat. We'll have our lunch in a garden restaurant overlooking a small park that has a very interesting history. This park commemorates a tree, a very famous tree, because legend has it that General George Washington took command of the Continental in 1775 under its very branches. It was almost 100 years later, in 1864, that the city of Cambridge placed the plaque on the tree to celebrate the event that made it famous. And from that moment, the tree was called the Washington Elm. In due time, the tree gradually succumbed to the attacks of insects and lost much of its beauty. It was finally destroyed in a storm at the end of the century. But that is not the end of the story. The remains of the tree were cut down, and the concentric growth of the rings was counted to find out how old the tree was. Well, it seems that if Washington had accepted the command of his army beneath this tree, he must have done so on his knees. This particular elm couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old in 1775. It is a well-known fact that Washington took command in the ceremony under an elm tree. But unfortunately, it couldn't have been the famous Washington Elm. Well, enjoy your lunch, folks. Watch your steps as you leave the bus.
3. Although I think the United States generally has an excellent system of transportation, I do not think it does a good job of transporting people between cities that are only a few hundred miles apart. A person commuting between Detroit and Chicago, or between San Francisco and Los Angeles, so-called strip cities, may spend only a relatively short time in the air while spending several hours getting to and from the airport. This situation makes flying almost as time-consuming as driving. Moreover, airplanes use a lot of their fuel just getting into the air. They simply are not fuel efficient on short trips. High-speed trains may be an answer. One fairly new proposal for such a train is for something called a maglev, meaning a magnetically levitated train. Maglev will not actually ride on the tracks, but will fly above the tracks that are magnetically activated. This will save wear and tear on the tracks. These trains will be able to go faster than 150 miles per hour. At that speed, conventional trains will have trouble staying on the tracks. As you can see, maglev offers exciting possibilities for the future.
4. If you have a well-balanced diet, then you should be getting all the vitamins that you need for normal daily living. However, sometimes we think we're eating the right foods, but the vitamins are escaping, perhaps as a result of cooking. And anyway, we are not getting the full benefit of them. Now, if you lack vitamins in any way, the solution isn't to rush off and take vitamin pills, though they can sometimes help. No, it's far better to look at your diet and how you prepare your food. Okay, so how can you ensure that your diet contains enough of the vitamins you need? Well, first of all, you may have to establish some new eating habits. No more chips at the university canteen, I'm afraid. Now, firstly, you must eat a variety of foods. Then you need to ensure that you eat at least 4 servings of fruit and vegetables daily. Now you'll need to shop 2 or 3 times a week to make sure that they're fresh, and store your vegetables in the fridge or in a cool, dark place. So don't lose sight of your healthy diet pyramid when you do your shopping.
5. Today I would like to talk about the early days of movie making in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Before the pioneering films of D.W. Griffiths, filmmakers were limited by several misguided conventions of the era. According to one, the camera was always fixed at a viewpoint corresponding to that of the spectator in the theater, a position now known as the long shot. It was another convention that the position of the camera never changed in the middle of a scene. In last week's films, we saw how Griffith ignored both these limiting conventions and brought the camera closer to the actor. This shot, now known as a full shot, was considered revolutionary at the time. For the Love of Gold, was the name of the film in which we saw the first use of the full shot. After progressing from the long shot to the full shot, the next logical step for Griffiths was to bring in the camera still closer, which is now called the close-up. The close-up had been used before, though only rarely and merely as a visual stunt. As, for example, in Ed Quaid Asport's The Great Train Robbery, which was made in 1903. But not until 1908, in Griffith's movie, called After Many Years, was the dramatic potential of the close-up first exploited. In the scene from After Many Years that we are about to see, pay special attention to the close-up of Annie Lee's worried face as she waits for her husband's return.